Hi, welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we will be talking about communication plans during deployment.
In this podcast, you can expect to hear us talk about communicating throughout the entire deployment process, starting with preparing for communication and what communication will be like during deployment.
So one of the things you should consider is frequency. How often do you really expect to talk to your loved one or communicate with them in other means?
Keep in mind that every deployment is different. So whether your service member is deploying on board an aircraft carrier or if they're going on an expeditionary deployment somewhere overseas, every single communication method for each and every one of us will be different. Something that you want to focus on is how often you're going to talk to your loved one. Are you going to be talking to them every day, every week, and also by what method? Keeping in mind that the nature of the deployment can dictate how often and what availability somebody might have to communicate with you, whether that's by email, by phone, that could even be having access to Wi-Fi and using things like Facebook or FaceTime or Instant Messenger.
Also, you need to consider what's going on in your life with that availability. Maybe you're in a different time zone and that person's going to try to communicate with you from a place that's 17 hours ahead of you. What is that going to do for you and your routine of your day? So maybe that's something else to consider and talk about before the deployment happens. When you don't talk about these kinds of things that we're talking about today, if I don't say it at the end, what it eventually leads to is that people have their feelings hurt because you want to talk to your loved one, but maybe you just don't have the time because you're doing something else at that time that they were able to call you. So this availability and understanding that it's not always going to work out potentially the way you might have planned kind of ties into flexibility, which we'll talk about, but you need to consider all these things before the deployment.
And to go with that, one of the most important parts of planning for communication and actually communicating throughout the deployment process is what our expectations are and managing those expectations. If I have a service member that's deploying overseas, somewhere that we know has advanced technology, that doesn't mean that communication will be perfect. That may not even mean that I'm going to talk to my service member every day and that I need to have a managed expectation for what I expect for communication, and so does my service member. They may have an expectation of how much we will be able to communicate and email, FaceTime, and even send letters and care packages.
Absolutely. And then we have to talk about preferences. When you do have this opportunity to talk to one another, what is it that you want to know about? Some people want to know every little detail about what's going on all the time. And some people have an idea that, well, I only want to hear about this when you come back from deployment or when I come home from deployment. For instance, maybe you have a child. Maybe that child had an incident at school or something where they got bit on the arm, let's say. Do you want to know about that as a service member anytime that happens? Or do you want to hear about it when you come back? Do you want to hear about the fact that the bathtub overflowed? And if you're the service member that can't do anything about it, or do you just want to know that your loved one took care of that and was able to handle it? And you'll hear about it when you get back to your home port. So these are some other things to think about, this preference for what it is you would like to hear about.
In addition to those preferences, something else to consider is using discretion. We want to make sure we remind you about a couple of phrases that you might hear: OPSEC and PERSEC. OPSEC is operational security, which covers things like the command mission, location, and specific details of the deployment. PERSEC is personal security, things like sharing personal details on social media and other platforms that may be compromising to your personal security. We also encourage you to always be flexible, knowing that every deployment is different, whether it's your first deployment or your 10th deployment, that communication can be a challenge and to remain flexible throughout.
Thanks, Sarah. That was an overview of communication plans for deployment. Thank you for joining us and Fleet and Family in our podcast series. For more information, please contact us at 1-866-854-0638.